Well, good morning, everybody. My first pastor when I was a brand new priest, Monsignor Mark Schwarzkopf, was the vice rector in the North American College in Rome, which is where the seminarians from the United States who are studying in Rome go. And at the time, Cardinal Dolan was not a cardinal yet. He's now the Archbishop of New York. But he was the rector of the North American College. Cardinal Dolan is now the Archbishop of the Archdiocese of New York. There are 11 cardinals in the United States of America, and there are 226 in the world. And I think Cardinal Dolan, of all of them, is the most joyous. And everybody who works with him, my Monsignor used to say, like, it seemed like he never had a bad day, you know? And people who work with him now in New York, where there's all sorts of crazy going on, they say he never has a bad day. And so one time somebody asked his secretary, like, what's his secret? And she said, the secret to Cardinal Dolan is he doesn't dwell. He doesn't dwell. I just got to thinking about how there is sort of the temptation in all of us, I think, to dwell. Like, we dwell on mistakes that we make. We dwell on disappointments and setbacks in our life. We dwell on things that don't go the way that we wanted them to go. We dwell on losses of all different types. We dwell on imperfections, what somebody said to us, what we said to somebody. We dwell on lots of things if we're not careful. But what's like, when you have the perspective of eternity, all of that is like a grain of sand, like our first reading said. All of that, like all of these things that we get so hung up on, is like a grain of sand or a drop of dew, said the first reading. And when you have the perspective of eternity, and I was thinking about how Zacchaeus is sort of a good example for us. I'm really excited to go back to Jericho in a week. From tomorrow, I'll be going for the Holy Land, and I'm very excited with several folks. And this tree that Zacchaeus climbed is still there, and it's humongous. And he gives us this good example, because here's a guy who everybody thought trash about him. He was a sinner. He knew he was a sinner. He made all sorts of mistakes, but what's good about him is that he gets to this point where he's like, I'm not dwelling on that anymore. I'm not dwelling on the fact that I'm short. I'm not dwelling on the fact that I've sinned so badly. I'm not dwelling on the fact that the whole town thinks I'm just a bunch of garbage, whatever. Like, I'm not dwelling there anymore. I'm going to Jesus. I'm going to Jesus. And I think, like, and let Jesus, let's work that out, you know? And I think that that's like the best thing for us to do with all of this stuff that we get so hung up on, the stuff that doesn't go right and all the litany that I just mentioned. Like, the point isn't to just, like, pretend that's not there. Like, the losses and the trials and the mistakes, the sins. Like, it's not to, like, pretend it's not there. It's to take that, give it to Jesus, and say, Jesus, do your thing. Let's work this out. Let me keep going. We cannot be people who dwell. The saints never dwelled. They didn't dwell. They kept going. And they kept going with joy, and they kept going with faith and great love. And that has to be us. That has to be us. Let's pray that it be so. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.